My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Welcome back to the EDP F1 podcast. As we look ahead to Hungary, we're going to rattle through a rather lovely preview along with our predictions. Once again, I'm joined by Dave Tillier, Perry Hamilton, Kyle Cumbers, and John Luton. Gents, hello.
Hello.
That was almost scripted. Hungaroring, then, the track that looks like a camel, I think. You have to turn the picture round. Keep going. There you go.
So it does.
It looks like a camel.
Camel on a surfboard.
Yeah, it's true. It does. Yeah,
that's amazing. I forgot about the surfboard.
Fantastic. So on that bombshell, goodbye. Lewis likes this track. 3 times winner. He's got the best record of those running, I think, off the top of my head. I might be wrong, but
we'll go with it.
Yeah. Well, should we go with Lewis? Is he gonna? Well, do we know what we're gonna get? With the old Pirellis? Oh, I hate it. It's just the same old stuff, isn't it? But Pirelli tyres, blah.
Mercedes is going to lose their big time. Yeah. Not good doing the young driver's test. These new tyres are coming in. Obviously, Saturday form, that might just get pole position for them. But for the race, I can see a Hamilton pole maybe and then just unfortunately go backwards again.
That's true. We've got the young stroke old driver's test, haven't we, at Silverstone in between. Which Mercedes were still kind of hopeful they might get a run at. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, is it?
Yeah, Hamilton thinks that.
Yeah, Hamilton thinks it's unfair because obviously they've changed the tyres now and now they're really going to be at this disadvantage because they can't have a go with the tyres they're now going to be using for the rest of the season.
Well, they should have thought about that before the mild misdemeanour they made.
Yeah, I still don't think they should have been punished for it.
It's a Pirelli test.
Exactly, yeah, we've been through this. Come on. Yeah. The standard question I ask, this is the most important weekend for Perry.
Daniel Ricciardo. Oh. Got to step up and show that he deserves that seat now. I mean, I know DT said in our last podcast that there's an offer waiting for Kimi to sign. I don't necessarily think Kimi will sign it just yet. I think he's a hot enough commodity for Red Bull to be kept waiting on him. I think the time. And as I said in the last podcast as well, if he's not going to go to Red Bull, this is the time that he's now had so many eyes in the media because his name was leaked as a possible replacement for Webber. Suddenly all these eyes are on him and he's performed under that scrutiny. He's performed well. He needs to perform better. And so for him, strong race weekend this weekend. No, it's not just this weekend, but a new strong race this weekend will get him that confidence, will get him that momentum so that going forward he can put a strong performance and get to one of those next level teams.
I think Red Bull would like it sewn up by the summer break, which of course is after Hungary. Kimi will probably wait until the very last minute before he tells anyone.
And there'll be a countdown clock somewhere. Yeah. What can we do next?
That's going to be it's going to be another clothing range, is it? Red Bull t-shirts. What do you reckon, Carl? John, most important week for?
I think it's for the championship. I think it's for Kimi and Alonso to get ahead of, or finish ahead of Vettel in this race. I think that's just, most important for them too.
Especially going into the summer, to give you that point with that too.
Yeah, I'm with Carl as well. It's for the other contenders to see whether or not they can catch up on. So if Seb wins this one and gets a few more points on top of everyone else, then it makes it a very, very tough end of the season for everyone else to kind of try and catch up.
McLaren have almost bought themselves some time because they've said they've given up this year, which is effectively what they've done. So the pressure is off really until next season starts. Ferrari aren't in that position.
No,
are they under a lot of pressure going in this weekend?
I think so.
Hungary, whenever the weekend is.
I think for Alonso especially, he's been lucky enough to finish well up the order quite regularly, but he hasn't really had any big finishes for quite a long time, and he is just dropping back, even though he's still regularly scoring good points, regularly Vettel is scoring just that few more, so he needs to have a pretty awesome race this weekend. Not this weekend, is it? It's about 3 weeks' time.
No, that's fine. I just did. Yeah. Whenever it arrives
at some point. But he needs to have a really good haul of points come in to help his title charge. But I worry that Ferrari are off the ball now. I think they've lost too much ground.
So that's what could happen. shall we say what we think is going to happen now with the EDP F1 predictions?
Do we get a review of what's happened previously?
Would you like, yeah, shall
I'd
we have a review
know.
Of
I'd
last
love
week?
To know how I did on the last race, because right. I never follow it, as you know.
Yeah, whatever. I'll start with you, Perry, because you're top of the list. Mercedes pole, you said. Bang, with Lewis.
No.
Lewis win.
That's
happen.
A shame.
Weber podium.
That's a shame.
Probably should have happened. Vettel podium. Correct.
Yeah, nailed that.
Paul de Resta P4. Force India were sort of not really at the races,
no,
were they?
But like, they weren't really that important. They didn't really figure in this weekend.
I gave you a kudos point for the de Resta prediction because P4 would be a pretty good thing to see. I predicted no blowout of tyres over the weekend, which I believe was true. Vettel
still a questionable prediction.
Why? Crumbs. Wait till we get to yours, dude. Vettel to win. Bam. Williams first point, which should have happened, but they seem to balls it all up.
It
really.
Should not have. It's never going
to I got happen. A kudos point for that because you argued with me so much about it.
I didn't argue. I just said I thought there'd be another team getting points before Williams.
And of course, well, whether Marussia or Williams get their first point of the season is our big bet.
Yeah,
it continues.
Five
carries
that,
over.
Yeah.
Raikkonen no points. I remember being he'll either finish on the podium or get no points. I went for no points and he finished on the podium, so there you go. It's always go with what I don't go with. DT Hamilton win, no, Hamilton pole.
Yep.
Bam. Hamilton win. Nah. Not so much. Weber P2, Rosberg P3, Button top 10.
Hey,
you did it. Oh, Jensen,
I believe did I ridicule you for that one? I think I did.
Yeah,
I think I may have done.
Yeah.
Either publicly or privately, I think.
Shocking decision, yeah. Shocking prediction, but it worked. And Kyle, now none of these came off. Rosberg pole, Hamilton win, Webber podium, and two Toro Rossos in the top 10. But I remember when I read them out, we were all like, yeah, that seemed fairly reasonable. Yeah. So we didn't disagree with it. It's just that's the way it goes. So after 9 rounds, Perry remains top.
Yes!
With a good lead over DT in second. Kyle, you're still third. I'm afraid it isn't a improved algorithm on regularity, which is probably why you emailed in your predictions last week. I'm now fourth because I've gone ahead of Jack thanks to my I don't know, stubbornness probably. John, you're bottom, but you've only had one go, so this is quite, there's a lot resting on this, which means I'll come to you first with your predictions for Hungary.
Okay, I'm going to go Hamilton pole, but I think Hamilton outside the top 5 in the race.
Okay.
I'm going to go for Ricciardo to get place 4th.
Oh, love it!
That's huge.
I think he might just do it. I think if all it takes is a few slip ups,
I love it.
Go. Alonso to win the race.
Oh, a couple of big calls from John,
wow.
Making the most of his return. Kyle is chewing his nails. DT's looking cool, calm and collected though. Go on then, DT.
Gonna go with Hamilton pole again. Vettel for the win. Webber second or third, so Webber podium.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go with Ricciardo top 6 and Hülkenberg top 8.
Oh,
wow. Pay the man.
Woof.
Yeah. Pay the man.
Wonderful stuff. Love it.
There we go.
Ped's playing with his American football. We know from last week he was very excited about the NFL season almost starting.
You don't tell everyone. But I was that thump that you all heard earlier is because I don't do skill positions. So I dropped it. Right. Let's smack this. Again, Hamilton pole is what I've got set up for this, so I'm joining everyone else on that front. Go Hamilton pole. I'm going to go Hamilton win. I'm going to say Hamilton's going to manage this one.
He likes it round.
Hamilton's
going to
stay hungry.
Yeah. Hamilton disagrees with you, by the way.
Good for that. I think he'll.
But who knows?
All.
Yeah, I've just read it.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I don't care. I have the faith. I keep the faith, and you know, I have faith in the Hamilton name. I'm going to go Ricciardo top 10.
Okay.
So a little bit less faith, but I feel slightly more realistic. No offence. I'm going to say Kimi on the podium.
Uh-huh.
So it's all fairly standard stuff right now.
Okay.
and a little bit way out. So what are we going to do? Marussia will finish ahead of Williams, but there'll still be no points. Or Marussia will finish ahead of.
Oh, good grief.
A Marussia will finish ahead of A Williams, including DNFs.
Right. What? Okay.
I don't understand how that doesn't make sense to you.
So if both Williams blow up on the first corner and then both Marussias finish the what race, prediction has come true, that's it.
And if a Marussia finishes ahead of one Williams, but the other Williams finishes ahead of both of them, does that still... Or do you mean...
No. Whoever's...
Marussia will place higher than Williams.
Yeah, but only one Marussia has to place higher than both Williams.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be both.
Yeah.
Can't expect Chilton to turn it on like that, can you? Come on. Sorry, Max. Love you, Max.
I was going to go Hamilton pole, but I'm going to change my mind. A Vettel pole. Uh-huh. And I'm going to predict a top four. I'm going to go for Raikkonen win.
Wow.
I'm going to go for Mark Webber second.
Uh-huh.
Fernando Alonso third.
Where's Vettel? Wow.
And Roman Grosjean fourth.
Oh my goodness me.
Bad weekend for Vettel.
Bad weekend for
Vettel. Yeah, that's my top four.
Out of it or?
Not top four.
Crumbs, that's big. Mm, I love that. I'm going to reiterate my prediction from this week that Williams are going to get their first point, because I can't believe they keep mucking it up. So Williams get their first point, none of this finishing Marussias and all sorts of rubbish. I was going to say Rosberg to take pole, but given they're probably not going to be at this tyre test, I think it'll be a Red Bull on pole, and I think a Red Bull will win. I just don't want to say which one. So it'll be Red Bull.
Sorry, Michael, that'll continue your tradition of sort of fluffy
finishes,
won't it? A tyre will not blow up. Whoever starts the race will finish it.
Tactics.
You've had some questionable calls.
Why? They've all been right. What are you talking about?
A leaf on the second apex will fall from the third tree.
jealousy is not a pretty.
What have I got to be jealous of? I'm so pretty.
Well, exactly. Do I need another one?
No.
I'll do, won't it? Alright then, well, that will be Hungary. We look forward to that one. That's the last race of the first half of the season. There'll be a month long break after that to enjoy during the summer.
These guys have like families to go home to, they've got research to do to improve their cars or something. I need my racing.
They have to shut down, don't they, for two weeks.
God.
Really
they work from March to November.
I know.
Love to work from March to November.
Probably like £1 million a week, isn't it?
Easy they get.
Something stupid.
Adrian Newey will still be sketching though. He'll be like,
overpaid.
He's not allowed to. He's not allowed anywhere near a sketchbook.
No, he'll have a napkin in a restaurant somewhere. You know, that old cliche.
The loopholes.
Just imagine his Speedos on the beach.
I'd rather not imagine Speedos on the beach.
And on that bombshell.
Wow.
We're going to wrap this up. The usual Twitter plugs. Gents. DT.
At Dave Tillier.
Uh huh.
At PedHD56.
Fantastic.
At K Cumbers.
And at John Luton.
And at Adrian Newey's Speedos. someone must have that Twitter. DT is already setting it up as we speak. I dread to think what the imagery will be like. At EDPF1, or you can get me at Michael J. Bailey. Don't forget edp24.co.uk/F1 for Lotus Caterham News and all the goodies around that. We'll be back post Hungary for a look back at the race that was, and probably a look back at the first half of the season as well. We'll see if Sebastian Vettel ties up the World Championship before we go on a summer break. Here's hoping not. Until then, goodbye.